Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
So do you feel like a lot of people measure how God cares about them based on their life circumstances? Do you think that's kind of the pedestrian feeling that most people have, even among Christians?
I would say that's true. And the only reason I would kind of assert that is because I found that to be the truth in my own life. Going back to the story, after all this happened to my wife, my family, I couldn't help but, subconsciously but deeply feel that I was not being loved by God.
Mm-hmm.
At that point in time, I was planting a church. I had gone through seminary and worked at several churches. I was not an uninformed Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that passage from 1 Peter 4 where it says, don't be surprised by fiery trials. And yet here I was, completely surprised by it. And so it was at that moment that I realized that, like I was saying at the beginning of the program, my understanding of theology and suffering in life was not fully biblically formed. In
mm-hmm.
fact, the Bible had tried to prepare me for these things,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't God and the Bible that had betrayed me. It was actually my worldly kind of understanding of life that had betrayed me and completely left me unprepared for the reality of what life would look like. And so that I can only say that just because I know that I've done the same thing. So I don't really judge anybody when they say I'm doing terribly and I don't know if God loves me, because that's the exact same situation I found myself in. But I came to the realization that that wasn't fair, because out of all the influences of my life, the Bible had tried to get me ready for this. And it was really my very strange perception of God that had let me down.
Mm-hmm. It's our feelings that complicate things so much at times. And people always want to fight on behalf of their feelings. They go, well, I want to feel because that's what's real to me. And
yeah,
I always
yeah.
think that God's love from the scripture is not a feeling. It's a fact, and he loves us and will never leave us or forsake us. And yet that isn't comforting to people at times. It's like, cutting your wrist, cutting your arm and then trying to read the first aid manual. You need,
right.
kind of need to know how it works before you cut your arm in order to heal it, to get it sewn up.
Yeah, so I talk about that a bit in the book, where there is definitely a place for lament and for expressing how we feel. And there's the book of the Bible called Lamentation, so clearly there must be some place for that. I think there sometimes we try to put a stopper on that too fast,
mm-hmm.
and we don't allow ourselves to feel negatively. But realizing that even in the Psalms and Lamentations and Ecclesiastes, there are some very heart-wrenching moments that are described there,
mm-hmm.
and it's not just, suck it up, the kind of things. And so at one point I say that that's important, but at the same time it's important that those times stop, that they can't be infinite. They can't just be an unlimited kind of pity party. But
right.
at one moment we have to say, okay, I've lamented, I've cried out, but now it's time to face reality. And the example that I give in the book is the Garden of Gethsemane, that, Jesus has an intense time of lamentation where he's sweating like drops of blood and crying out to, Abba, Father, take this cup. But when it was time to stop, he stopped and he got up and he walked forward into this journey, into God's will. And so I think that's an incredibly good model for us to follow, that it is okay to lament. It is okay to cry out to God, but it is important that that not be forever. When it's time to get up, we get up.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.